This is KUT. Sally Hernandez has won the Democratic primary in the Travis County Sheriff's race. KUT's Saida Hassan reports on the surprising results of last night's election.
The celebration started early at the Sally Hernandez watch party and continued on through the night. The Precinct 3 constable swept the competition in the Travis County Sheriff's race, quickly gaining a majority of the vote.
I'm very excited, very glad that the voters listened to the issues, and it was a great race.
Hernandez's early win came as a surprise. With four candidates vying for the Democratic nomination, many assumed the sheriff's race would go to a runoff. Looking to the November election, she says her campaign strategy will remain the same.
We'll continue to reach out to voters, but we'll have the help of the Democratic Party going into the general election.
One of the central issues in the sheriff's race has been the Priority Enforcement Program, which used to be called Secure Communities. The federal program flags people booked into the Travis County Jail who may be in the country illegally, potentially leading to deportation. Hernandez wants to end Travis County's voluntary participation. Austin resident Gopal Guthikonda says Hernandez's position on secure communities earned his vote.
And she showed how much she cared about all the different people and the issues that particularly the immigrant community is facing right now.
Hernandez will take on the sole Republican candidate, Joe Martinez, in November. Saida Hassan, KUT News.